also the skate park that we just broke ground with, the construction company that's going to construct it. Well, three of those, it created three opportunities for three minority businesses, and one of them is a woman-owned business. So it may not seem that it's coming fast, but it's coming slow. And sometimes we have to take those baby steps to get there.
You mentioned a second ago the shuttle that goes from where a Walmart closed down in Midtown to a different Walmart. So the people that live in that neighborhood that where there's no grocery store at all can take this shuttle on, I believe it's Saturdays, to get to a different grocery store. How long has that project been going on, and what's the response been?
It started probably about 3 weeks ago. 3 or 4 weeks ago. It's going to go into August. And it's a little pilot that we're trying. I don't have the current ridership numbers, but on the first day, it was about 8 to 10 people, you know, that caught the show. And they also fill out a survey, because we want to know, is it transportation a hindrance? You know, how many people are using it? You know, just what they think. So that is something that was put in place. We felt we needed to do that because, you know, it was a grocery store in an area that needs a grocery store. People need to have access to food.
Is there a way to try to figure out how to get maybe a local owner, a smaller grocery store, or even a community garden or some other way for people to get fresh fruits and vegetables?
Yes, we have been having meetings about that, from co-ops to, like you said, a smaller grocery store. About a month ago, myself and Nikki Capehart and Leah McRae, in conjunction with the GTE Federal Credit Union across the street, we did a farm share event. And Bill Edwards donated 100 whole chickens, you know, just to give them some fresh fruits and vegetables. And, I mean, the people were so appreciative, you know. So we are constantly thinking about what can we do, but we don't want to just say, hey, and put this on them. We want the residents involved, because we just don't want to push something on them that's not going to be sustainable. So we are making sure that we get in not only stakeholders, but the residents in that surrounding area that's going to use that store.
Let me ask you something that's a little bit off from the budget, but it just happened Thursday. At the meeting on Thursday in St. Petersburg City Council, there was a vote about the mural in City Hall. Tell our listeners who aren't familiar with that story about the vote and what happened with that vote.
Okay, so where should I start? Well, I think people know the story about it, how it was ripped down from the halls of City Hall. By Jill Waller.
And who's now called Amalia Shetella.
Yes, that name. I can't pronounce it. So, and then he served prison time. And so our Public Arts Commission created a subcommittee to come together to try and figure out what could go on that wall. So after many months, maybe a year or so of meeting, you know, finally they started a process, and this artist created an art piece, which was an African-American man holding like a basket of eggs. So we were supposed to take a vote on it to see if that's what we wanted. So the Yoruba showed up, and they expressed, you know, their dislike, distaste, whatever. Well, in 1999, there was a resolution regarding that wall that stated that it should remain bare. No art, no plaque, nothing. So I made a motion to support that 1999 resolution, which would keep the wall bare, and it was a second, and so the vote passed.
And
so,
with only one vote against.
Right, and one vote against. Mm-hmm.
Well, those were the only questions I could think of. Is there anything else you'd like to add about the budget process or how people can get involved?
You know, the budget is not an easy thing to understand. I've been on council now for 2 years, and it's now just starting to click. So People's Budget Review does a good job explaining the budget and just breaking it down, and from the enterprise funds, you know, and what it is. And if people want to get involved, I would suggest get involved with the People's Budget Review if you want to learn about the budget, and then start coming to the budget meetings.
Well, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Sean.